Chapter 6 Humpty Dumpty. The egg got bigger and bigger. Then it stopped moving, and now Alice could see that it had a big round face and arms and legs.
I think it's Humpty Dumpty, she said to herself.
He was sitting, with his legs crossed, on top of a very high wall.
Oh, I hope you won't fall off, said Alice.
She stretched out her arms, ready to catch him.
You're an egg. If you fall off the wall, you'll break.
There was a long silence. Then Humpty Dumpty frowned and said,
I'm not an egg. I'm Humpty Dumpty.
There's nothing wrong with eggs. Some eggs are very pretty, you know, replied Alice.
And some people, said Humpty Dumpty, talk a lot of nonsense.
Alice couldn't think of an answer to this, but she suddenly remembered a poem about Humpty Dumpty, and she whispered it to herself. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen, thought Alice.
Humpty Dumpty looked at her and said,
Stop talking to yourself, child, and tell me your name.
My name's Alice, she replied.
That's a very silly name, said Humpty Dumpty. What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything, said Alice. It's just a name.
My name means something, said Humpty Dumpty. It tells you what shape I am. And I'm a very fine shape, you know. But if your name's Alice, you could be any shape.
I don't know what to say to that. I'll talk about something else, thought Alice.
She said,
Why are you sitting here all alone?
That's easy, said Humpty Dumpty. I'm all alone because nobody is with me.
But the wall is so high, Alice said. Why don't you get down and sit on the ground? You would be much safer.
If I fall off, said Humpty Dumpty proudly, I'll be all right. The White King has told me that he'll...
Send all his horses and all his men.
Alice finished his sentence for him, but then she wished she had said nothing.
How did you know that? Cried Humpty Dumpty. Who told you?
Nobody told me. I read it in a book, said Alice.
Oh, books! Poof! Said Humpty Dumpty.
He smiled at Alice.
Now, look at me. As you know, I've spoken to a king, so I'm a very important person. You may shake my hand.
With a wide smile, he leant down and held out his hand. Alice shook it.
What a big smile, she thought. If he smiles any more, the two ends of the smile will meet at the back. Then what will happen? Will his head fall off?
As I was saying,
Humpty Dumpty went on.
All the king's horses and all the king's men. If I fall off this wall, they'll come and pick me up straight away. Now, here's a question for you. How old are you?
I'm 10 and a half, replied Alice.
10 and a half? That's not a very good age, said Humpty Dumpty.
He thought for a moment.
You should have stopped getting older when you were 10.
What nonsense, thought Alice. She said, I can't stop getting older. Nobody can do that. That's enough about age, she thought. I'll talk about something else.
She saw that Humpty Dumpty was wearing a bright green belt.
What a beautiful belt, she said to him.
Then she looked at it again, and her face turned red.
Oh, I mean, what a beautiful bow tie.
Humpty Dumpty looked angry, and there was silence for a few minutes.
Oh dear, I think I've upset him, thought Alice. But is it a belt or is it a bow tie? Which is his body and which is his neck? I really don't know. He's so round. I'm very sorry, she said.
After a minute, Humpty Dumpty replied,
It's a bow tie, of course, not a belt. They're quite different, you know. And it's a very beautiful bow tie. It was a present from the White King and the White Queen. It was an unbirthday present.
Alice frowned.
I've never heard of an unbirthday present. What is it?
She asked.
It's a present that you get when it isn't your birthday. It's much better than a birthday present. Tell me, how many days are there in a year?
Asked Humpty Dumpty.
I know the answer to that. 365,
Alice replied.
And how many birthdays do you have in a year?
Asked Humpty Dumpty.
One,
said Alice.
If you subtract one from 365, what do you get?
He asked next.
364,
said Alice.
Will you write that down for me, please?
Asked Humpty Dumpty. Alice smiled and took her notebook from her pocket. She wrote, 365 minus 1 equals 364. Humpty Dumpty took the notebook and looked at it.
I think that's right, he said, but I'm not very good at maths.
It's upside down,
laughed Alice, turning the notebook round for him.
Well, as you can see, you have 364 unbirthdays and only one birthday, cried Humpty Dumpty. Which is better?
Perhaps you're right, replied Alice. 364 presents would be better than just one.
And now I'm going to sing a song, said Humpty Dumpty. I've written it just for you. Please sit down and listen.
Alice sat on the ground and he began.
In winter, when the fields are white, I sing this song for your delight. In spring, when woods are getting green, I'll try and tell you what I mean. In summer, when the days are long, perhaps you'll understand the song. In autumn, when the leaves are brown, take pen and ink and write it down.
Humpty Dumpty stopped singing.
Is that the end?
Asked Alice.
Yes, it is,
he replied.
Goodbye.
Surprised, Alice stood up and held out her hand.
Goodbye, until we meet again, she said.
Humpty Dumpty shook her hand and said,
If we do meet again, I won't know who you are.
But you will if you look at my face,
Alice replied.
Oh, faces are all the same,
said Humpty Dumpty.
Everyone has two eyes at the top, a nose in the middle, and a mouth at the bottom. Now, if your mouth was at the top of your face...
It would look very strange, said Alice.
But Humpty Dumpty just shut his eyes and said no more.
I think it's time to go,
thought Alice.
I'm glad he didn't fall off the wall.
She walked off into the forest. Then Alice heard a loud crash behind her. When she turned round, she saw soldiers running through the forest. First they came in twos and threes, and then they came in tens and twenties. Soon the forest was full of soldiers.
It's the king's men, thought Alice. They've come to help Humpty Dumpty. I'll hide behind this tree and watch.
One soldier fell over a tree root. Then another one fell. This happened again and again, and soon all the soldiers were lying on the ground. Then some horses arrived with more soldiers on their backs. Like the men, the horses fell down and all the riders fell off.
What a mess, thought Alice,
as she walked away from them all.